You're listening to ABR. That's A-Bomb Radio, in case you forgot.
Harris as Bunny. Today's episode, A Walk in the Wasteland. It's a cold evening, and Detective Walter Camry, along with his stunning employer Bunny, are heading to her endangered community, which direly needs the detective's attention. If everything goes as planned, Walter will be rewarded with 10,000 caps, which will completely turn his life around for the better. But was the job worth the offer?
It's been a minute since my last walk in the wasteland. Nothing's changed, however. The sky ran blue, thankfully, but the sand remained, along with some crisp trees. And I thought I was in a hurry. Bunny walked more than 5 paces ahead of me, no matter how fast I tracked. Whatever was amiss in this little village of hers really had her on edge. Hey, slow down, will ya?
I'm sorry if I'm going too fast for you, Walter, but the sooner we get there, the better.
And just what would happen if we walked with a little less pep in our step?
Well, if we don't make it there in time, it could be too late. And if that happens, you get no pay.
Hey now, I should still get my share for expenses at least.
Like I needed you for protection.
Wait a sec. Then what am I here for?
Mr. Camry, I hired you to resolve my people's conflict, not to guard me.
I know that already, Bunny. But it's a big, bad wasteland out here, sister. With all kinds of monsters and mutants ready to chew you up and spit you out. I don't know what you had to deal with back in the tribe, but it's different out here, see?
Ha! Sounds like something out of the fairy tales we used to read back home.
Don't believe me, huh? Live in one of the settlements, and you'll see. Regular folk out here have to live in fear every day.
Oh, yeah? Fear of what?
Just you name it. Ghouls, scorpions, raiders, cannibals. The list goes on and on. Fine, then. Doubt me.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah. Cute little dame like you would grab the attention of slavers real quick.
Are you still talking about those fairy tale creatures, Walter?
Oh, these are no creatures, sweet cheeks. These are real people like you and me. But instead of eat you, they pound you to a pulp, bound and gag you like a criminal. Then they put this collar on you, see?
Mm-hmm.
And with that collar on, they have full control. Try to fight back, try to scream. All they have to do is click this easy little button and bam, your head explodes. The best you can do as they say and hope you get sold to a buyer that treats you right. Yeah, but that's a rarity.
Mr. Camry, has this heat gotten to you?
Fine. Be impossible. I don't know where it is you come from, but it must be one sheltered area not to know how the world works nowadays.
Things are going to end up just as you said if we don't act quickly.
However this plays out, I want hefty pay.
We'll see.
Sudden, Bunny.
My people, their radio transmission is stronger than ever. We must be hidden close. It's just up this hill.
Hold it, Bunny. It's too dark up there. I can't see anything. But before she could reply, we were met with a blood-curdling snarl.
Walter, what was that?
Look out, Bunny.
Get off me! Get off me! Get it off me! Get away!
Are you okay, girl?
What was that thing?
A ghoul, or a badly irradiated human that's gone feral. There's probably more of them nearby.
Well, let's not waste any time and smoke the rest of those creeps.
Now you're speaking my language. Just as I predicted, the glowing eyes of the feral beast lit up the dark peak of the hill. That gunshot must have awoken them from their sleep. Even more surprising, Bunny had already unsheathed that black .45 she mentioned before. This girl may have been doubtful about the wasteland, but she was no damsel in distress.
Here they come.
Stay behind me. I may have a gun, but I can use mine better.
I can handle myself.
Not for long, sweetie.
Ow! Be careful!
As I said, stay back.
Oh, fine.
Behind you. Good shot. I've got something for you, freak. Rats, I'm out.
Detective, look out!
Thanks, Bunny.
All in a day's work.
You're a good shot. You know that?
Uh-oh. More ghouls.
We must have awakened a whole nest of them. And we don't have enough ammo to fend off another wave.
Let's keep moving, then.
It wasn't long before we climbed the hill. Bunny haunted me when we reached the side of it. I was surprised to be met with a small wooden door that led to a long tunnel. It was amazing. No wonder she was so oblivious to the outside world. Her village thrived underground. Now, why didn't I think of that? We walked down the narrow corridor until the tunnel was blocked by something large and round. It looks like some sort of steel wall.
Correction. It's a door.
A door? Just what kind of village uses a metal plate for a door? Nah, this is too shady. What is this place called, anyway?
Vault 54, Detective. Welcome to Vault 54.
This has been the second episode of True Vault Escapades. The part of Detective Walter Camry was portrayed by Eric Huffman, and the part of Bunny was portrayed by Amy Harris. Be sure to stay tuned for episode 3, A New Kind of World. Entire production was written and directed by Preston Hardin. Original cover art by Ali Shellman.
A-Bomb Radio needs you! Have you taken the A-Bomb Pledge yet? It's real easy, and all you have to do is visit patreon.com/A-Bomb Radio to get started. Becoming a patron isn't only a great way to support a cause you like, it literally means you are part of the movement yourself. Donating your preferred amount per month goes a long way in contributing to the costs of this station. It's not only recommended, but more importantly, it's much appreciated. Take the pledge, support the music, because A-Bomb Radio needs you!